The human connection.
I know how to read. Means, sleep signal, turn her up. Oh, shit. That's not it. That was Means by Sleep Signals. Brand new song by them. They have an EP coming out later this year. Starting off strong.
You really are.
But anyway, my name's Austin. This is Greg.
I'm Scotty.
Yeah, you're Scotty. My name's Austin. This is Scotty. Welcome to the show. My throat hurts. I can't do it this week. I'm sorry. But anyway, so yeah, welcome to the show. It's been a week.
It has been a full week.
It has been a full 7 days since you last heard from us, unless you had us on repeat. Why? I have no idea. But anyway, thanks for, thanks for asking, because, you know, nobody's asking. That's the name of the show.
Yeah, definitely not Turn It Up Again.
No, not Turn It Up Again, or Turn It Up Live, or Austin Wired Live, or any other name that I have ever called this radio program. Fine radio program, but anyway.
Definitely not To Podcast Again.
I wish it was To Podcast Again. That's boring, though. I do appreciate, even though it doesn't fit in with our band name naming convention, I do, like, nobody's asking really honestly speaks for itself, because, you know, we give our opinions. Nobody's asking for them. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I do, however, think you should live your life like this.
And that has become our unofficial slogan.
Oh, no, it's our official slogan. Absolutely. That embodies everything that this country really, you know, is built on. Like, oh, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. However, I do think you should live your life like this.
Yeah.
And, like, chill out, okay? You didn't need to say that. We picked it up. But anyway, so yeah, like I said, welcome back to the show. If you're listening on the radio, did you know that we podcast this this fine radio program? Did you know that we podcast it, and it goes through very little editing when it goes up to the podcasting sites?
We just cut out some of the redundant bits, the silent parts, and then we throw it up.
Basically, yeah. If there's anything that we, you know, may accidentally say that, oh, hey, not supposed to say that quite yet, then, you know, we throw that up. Just like... funny. Get it? Make it sound like I was gonna say something.
Yeah, that joke is only funny once, and it's been done a million times,
but it was still worth it. My throat hurts too much to do the high note, but definitely still. I honestly probably shouldn't be doing any of this.
Probably not,
at least not without tea. I meant to make tea. But anyway, so yeah, we do this every week. Like I said, if you're listening to the radio show, we do the podcast. Goes up at noon on Fridays. If you're listening to the podcast, we do a radio show. You can hear music and things, and you can hear some of the, you know, all the songs that we backsell. Like I said, we don't go through a lot of editing when we put it up on the podcast. But obviously, because it's an FM radio show, we do a ton of editing because, A, time constraints, and B, as you heard at the very beginning, I don't censor myself. Since we record this now, it used to be live. I used to have to censor myself live.
That's always difficult.
It is so hard.
Especially when you're a millennial and your vocabulary consists of 7 words you're not allowed to say on radio.
Uh-huh. And they are so much fun.
And those are the only 7 words you actually know. Like the 12 different ways that you can mean fuck.
Yeah. what is it again? I'm trying the George Carlin bit, which, by the way, George Carlin, absolute, just, you know, God tier.
I will look that up while you vamp.
But anyway, so like I said, we do this every week. Radio show happens every Thursday night from 9 to 11. And like I said, the podcast goes up on all podcasting apps. We are on all of the podcasting apps as of last Wednesday.
Yes, and those 7 words.
Oh, yeah.
In case you were unfamiliar, happen to be shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
I'm going to leave that in the radio version, but it's just going to be the Jeremy McKinnon edit bit that I've been using. So it's going to be golf, 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 golf.
So, I tried to say it fast like George Carlin, too, and I failed.
That's the only way you can say that bit, though, because, like, it doesn't roll off the tongue if you just, you know, list them off. Like, no, it's, you know, fuck, shit, piss, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Tickets. Yeah, you have to warm up for for that last bit.
Yeah, you really do. In addition, if you are listening on the radio, there are going to be segments that are exclusive to the podcast starting this week.
Yes. Yeah.
Such as our weekly Reddit read is going to be podcast exclusive, because that just takes up too much time.
Yeah, it does. I mean, like, if we're, you know, if the radio show's lacking, I feel like we could probably put it in there, just to, you know, kind of fill out time. But
we have a pretty stacked itinerary.
We do, yeah.
And we have a pretty stacked set list.
We do, yeah. So yeah, we're like I said, the song you just heard was a song called Means by Sleep Signals. That they're they have an EP that's going to be out a little later this year. They don't have a date on it. We started the show off with Obsolete by Of Mice and Men. The Obsolete single is actually, it's like, it's the radio single right now, but they did a true single. They the single is called Timeless. There's three songs on the single, one of which being Timeless, the other of which has been Obsolete, is the song Obsolete. Not Obsolete.
The song is not obsolete. It is brand new. Its title is Obsolete.
Yeah.
Literally.
But that's been getting a lot of airplay, and I've been loving it every single time it comes on. And, like, I keep saying that I need to play it, but there's certain songs when I'm putting together a set list, there's just certain songs that, like, they just need to be, you know, in certain spots. For example, Obsolete has to be an opener. A, it's written just incredibly, like, to be an opener. And then, you know, I mean, and also, you know, who doesn't like going to a metal show and just, you know, getting it started right off the bat? Like,
I mean,
that's the best way to do it.
Come out guns blazing.
Exactly. Cause coming up next, we do have a block of brand new songs that just came out last Friday, actually. Like, this show is like packed with songs that came out like last Friday, which I'm super excited about. But, also, we'll talk about, I'm sure you've all either seen or heard about the Lil Nas X video. We'll talk about that. We actually just watched it, and I was not disappointed.
No, the song's actually a jam. The lyrics are on point.
Yeah, that was a bop. But yeah, so we have that. We have the new Evanescence record, which I totally forgot about, unfortunately, but that actually came out on Friday, and I've been super excited for that. Do our local spotlight. If you are, excuse me, if you listen to the radio show, you know that we do usually a 3 or 4 song section of some of our favorite local bands, or just, you know, some of the local bands that we want to highlight on the show. We'll talk about a couple shows that are coming up with some of the local bands. We're actually playing a show tomorrow, which is going to be super exciting. A couple bands coming to Fort Wayne, and, you know, things and stuff. And, you know, we'll just see where things go. It's usually how these things work. But anyway, so yeah, we got all that coming up. Like I said, radio show, 9 to 11, podcast every Friday at noon. I almost said every day at noon. We don't upload podcast. We don't upload a daily podcast. That would be obnoxious, because, you know, says the guy that is playing his wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, we hired some wedding singers, and we are also being our own wedding singers.
Oh, yeah.
So our wedding is going to be an experience.
It's going to be lit, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It is going to be lit, and especially because we just confirmed some major updates that are going to be happening real soon. But anyway, we'll talk about, like I said, all of that we'll talk about throughout the show, because we're here for 2 hours on the radio, and then however long this podcast ends up being. We don't set much of a time limit for the podcast. It's just kind of whatever word vomit falls out of our mouths, that's just kind of how it happens. But anyway, so, but speaking of new songs, like I said, we have a metric ton of new songs to show you guys. First, these guys just announced their brand new album. They had a single that came out a couple weeks ago. They dropped another single on Friday, and they announced that their album Below is going to be coming out June 25th, so like a couple weeks after our wedding. And they dropped this song. This is The Past Is Dead by Beartooth on Turner. Damn it. On Nobody's Asking, WELT. Fight the Fade, Old Wounds. Another brand new song that came out on Friday. Like I said, like all of those songs that we were just that we just heard came out on Friday, and like good stuff.
Yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, I love new music.
Yeah, new music is good. But yeah, so like I said, we started it with The Past Is Dead by Beartooth. Again, their album comes out June 25th. Then we have a single from Any Given Sin. They had the song called Insidious that came out towards the end of last year. I think it came out way before then, because I didn't hear it for the first time until last summer. So it came out like way before then. But they do have a new single. Like I said, it's called The Way I Say Goodbye. You just heard it a little bit ago. And I'm super excited to see where those guys go. They always get the Shinedown comparison, and it's very much on point. And they appreciate it, too. I saw they did a cover of How Did You Love, you know, back when you could actually go to shows and, you know, have people be there. They did a cover of How Did You Love, and it was pretty decent.
I wonder what that's like.
What? Playing shows?
Being able to go to shows unencumbered.
I mean, it's... We're getting there.
Yeah.
But...
I miss playing shows, too.
Me, too. We signed up for our vaccines yesterday. Because the 31st was when we could sign up for vaccines.
Oh.
So, fun fact, we actually record this on Sundays now. So, but, Indiana finally, essentially just opened the floodgates for everybody else to, you know, sign up for vaccines. I'm a little salty because, like, we're both essential workers. And we still had to wait.
I mean, I'm only essential by a loophole.
You are. You don't work with the public. I work with the public all the time, especially because I just got a new job at a hotel. So now I'm like really working with the public.
Yeah. But, hospitality, that is an industry.
That is an industry. It's been going pretty well so far, though. I'm not. I'm definitely not disappointed. But yeah, I am a little disappointed that I have yet to be able to get my vaccine. But anyway, yeah, we signed up for that yesterday because they finally did that. And... masks. The mask mandate goes down to advisory. It will no longer be a mandate on the 5th, so this coming Monday.
So that means nobody's going to be wearing masks anymore.
Cute that you think people are wearing masks.
That's fair.
but, I mean, yes, that's essentially what that means. So, you know, we'll see how that goes, but...
Of course, keep in mind, just because it's no longer law that you have to wear a mask, company policy still trumps law.
Indeed, yeah. So, yeah, just... general reminder, go into any business, it is private property, they can kick you out. They are more than in their right to do so. Like, it has nothing to do with your freedoms, it has everything to do with, I would like to have a job still. So, if you could please help me keep a job, that'd be great. Fun fact, if I keep a job, you can continue using this service, or buying your products at this place, or buying our products, whatever the case may be. You know? Everyone seems to think that it's, you know, it's meant to attack them. Like, no, this is the only way I can stay open. Like, if you don't like it, then, you know, leave. It's going to do about the same thing.
The opinions expressed in the show are the opinions of the creators and are in no way reflective of WELT or the Allen County Public Library.
Again, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I just think you should live your life like this. Can I make no? Anyway, then we had the song Afterlife, which was a pleasant surprise. That riff was interesting. I love it when bands do, like, you know, they just take a riff that you're like, you think you know how it's going to happen. You've never listened to the song before, but you think you know how it's going to work, and then they just kind of, like, keep you, like, you know, you think something's going to drop, and they're like, not yet, and then you're like, okay, well, when is it going to, oh, there it is, there's the drop, got it. That's exactly what that was.
Yeah,
that was,
we grooved to that one a little bit.
Yeah, that was definitely a fun one. Good group of people, too. I got to see them when they opened for Masters to New and Ice Nine Kills. Great night. And, yeah, I've been following them ever since. They're great people. And, you know, as you can see, they are, well, as you heard, I guess, incredible musicians to boot. And then, like I said, that last song was Fight the Fade. It was a song called Old Wounds. Again, came out on last Friday. Fun fact about that band. So I used to live at St. Joe Place, which was over by, like, Pierre's and whatnot. And it was like 2014, but they were, they put out on their social media that they wanted to, that, you know, they were trying to, you know, fill in dates because they were, you know, trying to make a tour happen. And they brought up the idea that they, you know, wanted to play, like, in somebody's backyard. Well, there was a basketball court that's, you know, pretty decently sized. I mean, you know, it's a full basketball court. So, you know, That's a good size.
You're right.
Be a good place to, I don't know, maybe hold a concert, you know? And I was like, oh, that'd be super cool. So I messaged them and I was like, hey, you know, I live at this apartment complex. you know, I think we could, you know, put you, it'd be super cool if you like played in our basketball court. And they were like, and you know, obviously they were into it because, you know, it was their idea. So I messaged the apartment complex and I was like, hey, I have this band that I think it'd be pretty cool if they played in the basketball court. And they're like, well, that's a great idea. We just don't know if, you know, that would be, you know, something that would be communally, you know, that the community would be interested, you know? And I think it was like kind of short notice to like send out like a flyer or survey, like, hey, would y'all be into this? So, but just so you know, that was the very first time I ever tried to book a show. That was it. but yeah, so super excited that they're still around though. I've been kind of keeping a casual eye on them, and I'm glad I caught wind of that song. That was
speaking of being excited. I'm yes. excited for this local spotlight.
This local spotlight is going to be great. So, continuing with the theme, we have two songs that just came out on... well, the one came out a while ago, I think, right?
Yeah, it came out a couple weeks ago, but the rest of the EP just came out this past Friday.
Yeah, so, but this next song was by an Indianapolis band. This next song came out on Friday, last Friday, and they are going to be playing up in South Bend at the Smokestack with Shallow Side. And there's a benefit concert that's happening for Music for Cause. Yeah, all the proceeds and whatnot go to a Rock and Rescue or something like, or Rock the Rescue.
Rock the Rescue, yeah.
Yeah, Rock the Rescue.
Which benefits local animal hospitals and adoption agencies and things.
Yep. And so, yeah, there's a bunch of bands on there. There's Autumn Academy, which we've played before. 6 Feet to Salvation's on there. Normandy is on there. Quite a few bands are on there. And then headlining, we have our boys in Shallow Side.
Yeah.
We love them boys.
We do. We're also playing Music for a Cause for Rock the Rescue.
Yeah, we're actually going to be up at Smith's Downtown in Mishawaka tomorrow. We'll just be doing a little acoustic set, kind of wet the whistle, you know, because we haven't played much of anything.
Yeah,
like, at least
we
around.
Yeah,
like, we've publicly performed in front of actual human beings, like, you know, physically in front of them
twice.
We did it for last year's anniversary party for WELT, which was super dope. By the way, can we again talk about 5 years?
5 years.
Station's been on the air for 5 years. As I said, crazy. It's insane, or whatever I said. But, you know. but yeah, so 5 years, super dope. Last year, we could actually, you know, still play in front of people, so that was super dope, and we ended up, or not last year. Was it last year?
Yeah, it was on August.
We had people?
Yeah, we had people in August. Because we opened for my dad's band.
Well, there's that. I'm still talking about the WELT thing.
Oh, it was just WELT people there.
Yeah.
There were a couple other people there.
Was it before the pandemic, though? Pretty sure it was.
Yeah, that was pre-pandemic.
Okay, yeah. Like, I said, like, I'm sitting here saying last year, and, you know, it's March, and I'm like...
It might have been 2019. No, because...
I think it was definitely...
It was, like, in January or something. Like,
it was definitely before the pandemic, because there was, you know, actual people there, and they're... No masks at all. So, but, yeah, time is weird. But anyway, so yeah, we've only performed twice. We did that, and then we opened for your dad's band, and then played with your dad's band.
Yeah.
So that was super fun. So yeah, we're going to essentially do that again, just different order of songs, and a couple of the new songs that we didn't get to play at your dad's band show, because,
our record wasn't done yet.
Our record hadn't come out. Our record's out now. We can play whatever we want. but yeah, so that's definitely looking forward to that tomorrow. And then, like I said, these guys are going to be up with Shallow Side at Smokestack Brew August 21st, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Shallow Side themselves are actually going to be in town at the Rockstar Lounge August 20th. Then it was like a day apart or something like that. But yeah, they just got announced, and opener should be announced soon, hopefully. I put our bid in. I was like, hey, play please. And I know Chris Kickbacks, who we'll talk about a little later, he was like, yeah, no, I'm begging to be on that show. And I'm like, move. I also would like to be on that show with the same amount of vigor. But anyway, like I said, this song or this band is called Normandy. Their song called The Human Condition came out on Friday, and they are kicking off your local spotlight.
The Human Connection.
I know how to read. There's a bumper, but The Human Connection on WELT.
And that was our boys in the Kickbacks with their song Gunfight.
Yes, they are playing our wedding.
I am so excited.
So excited. But I'm not excited, though, because we haven't talked. No, we didn't, because this happened literally after we recorded last week's episode. I'm a little upset, though. Like, not upset. I'm just sad. But our boys in Ghosts are no longer going to be on the show.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate. We love those boys, though. And it's hard because especially if you so Zach Myers has a podcast. It's called Seemingly Unknown. And because I have no problem, you know, telling people about people that are like way better at doing the things that I do. So Zach Myers has a podcast called Seemingly Unknown. He started with a couple of his friends. They mostly just tell like horror stories. They, you know, deliver their hot takes on, you know, various headlines, which we will talk about, you know, one such various headline. If not now, then we'll talk about it next hour. But yeah, it's an entertaining time. And I was saying something and I forget. I had a plan for
something about a headline.
But no, it wasn't a headline. We were talking about the wedding, we were talking about California. So 2/3 of In Ghosts live out in California. And California is the nice way of saying it is they take the pandemic a little more serious than various other states. I mean, like, I think we're all, besides Texas, taking everything pretty seriously. And California is kind of like the extremist side of things, where, you know, they're like, if you don't wear a mask, you are, you know, sentenced to life or something. That's not at all accurate. I'm just giving context and, you know, a really extreme example, but they are very strict about things, especially when you're looking at you know, kind of a public view of things. Our boy Mel and our boy Jacob are very much, you know, spokespersons for
national, even global companies,
yeah,
that are very up and coming.
Yeah,
not going to talk about which companies, just to, you know, kind of protect them a little bit.
Yeah.
But
moral of the story is, you know, because we're sitting here talking about our wedding, how we're going to have a huge rock show. Huge. It's also a public event. Like, you know, obviously we're not charging admission, but, you know, we're bringing a bunch of our friends and bands, you know, bands that we, you know, love dearly, because we have the Kickbacks and we have Haze and Soul. And, you know, we're also taking, you know, we're also, you know, kind of pulling the obnoxious card. That's how this conversation got started, is because we're obnoxious. Pulling the obnoxious card. We're playing, you know, like a headlining set because we can. But yeah, we were going to have In Ghosts actually play before us. We were going to get married, and then we're, you know, as, you know, a present to ourselves, we were going to watch In Ghosts play, and then we were going to play after. Unfortunately, because of, you know, kind of the clout that Mel and Jacob have, and because it's, you know, a very public event, and the pandemic is not over and is not going to be over by June, even if, you know, the entire world is vaccinated by June, it's still, you know, it's still going to be, you know, a fresh wound. So they did have to pull out, and yeah, we totally respect that. We're absolutely, you know, totally fine. Well, we're not fine with it, but, you know, we're very, very much understanding, you know, because we talked this big game about how, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life or whatever. However, I think you should. At the end of the day, you do need to live your life. If you're not comfortable with something, you need to say something. That doesn't just go for, you know, playing a concert during a pandemic. That goes for anything. If something is making you uncomfortable, I don't care who it is. I don't care what kind of power they think they have over you. If they're making you uncomfortable, or if doing something makes you uncomfortable, you have every right to say no.
Yeah, and that's sort of the situation we ended up in.
Yeah.
Mel and Jacob were, you know, uncomfortable given the situation.
Yeah.
And we totally respect that. So,
yeah. So, but we are working on, we did decide to go ahead and work on finding a replacement. And so if you just keep an eye on the show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, stuff like that. Fun fact. So, you know how I say, because our Twitter handle, because nobody's asking, WELT is too long. It's, you know, it was shortened to Nobody Asked.
Yeah.
Nobody Asked WELT. Fun fact, the other Twitter account, because like for I had to make a new Twitter account. The other Twitter account is still active because I ended up on it at somehow. And I was like, wait, our handle is Nobody Asked, WELT. Or, yeah, Nobody Asked, WELT. Why am I logged into an account that says asking underscore WELT? That is the thing that exists. So I think that's actually our original, like the one that we changed from Turn It Up Again and the one that...
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll look into that. But that was a fun fact that I stumbled upon. but anyway, so I talked last week, and this is going to kind of take us out of the hour, but I talked last week about, we were talking about Daughtry and how he's actually finally making rock songs now instead of, you know, the kind of Coldplay, you know, pop songs that are considered rock by every major, you know, the Grammys. Okay.
Imagine Dragons core.
Yeah. And yeah, and we, you know, we were talking about that whole thing, last week too. I went back and listened to that second Daughtry record that, you know, was supposed to up the mosh pit level and did not. And again, it did not. But there were a couple bangers on there that I did appreciate, and we have one of those coming up next. But I also did notice something, and I think I understand why either he or whoever told him to say that, why he said that. Leave This Town, which is the second record by Daughtry, you know, the follow-up to his inaugural album after, you know, winning, or he didn't win American Idol, but let's be real, he won American Idol. Okay, like, he didn't win the prize, but, like, he's had a fantastic career, whereas most winners of American Idol, with the exception of Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood,
they kind of fizzle.
Yeah. Like, as I don't remember, like,
usually the second place person.
Yeah.
Sometimes your top four, because I think Daughtry made it to top four.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Daughtry left in fourth place. But, yeah, so,
you know, like,
let's be real, Daughtry won, because he's still, you know, out there doing things. Carrie Underwood, actually, fun fact, just released a record. I had no idea. But that's only because I don't follow country music as closely as I do. And then Kelly Clarkson still.
Yeah, like,
A, at the moment, she has her own talk show, which is pretty dope. She actually had Melissa McCarthy on at one point, and they talked to Gilmore Girls. And I was like, girls.
We are big Gilmore Girls fans.
Massive Gilmore Girls fans. And it's funny because I work front desk at a hotel, so I'm now effectively.
Oh, Lorelai my Gilmore. God, you're Michelle.
I'm Lorelai Gilmore, but actually, no, you're right. I'm Lorelai Gilmore and Michelle combined, because I have a massive love for coffee. It's unfortunate though, because I work second shift and I only like drinking coffee in the morning. But I do have a massive love for coffee and front desk. You know,
eventually you'll own the place. You'll just have to buy it from the Hiltons.
I have more stock in our band career than I do of me owning a hotel.
That's very fair.
Or, you know, or branching out and, you know, buying a bed and breakfast, essentially.
We should open a hotel, call it to B&B again.
Don't tease me. that would be a unique, you know, side hustle, because most, you know, that no other band has.
Everyone else has custom alcohols and...
Oh, I still want my custom wine. Like, I still want a signature wine.
I mean, yes, but Butcher Babies kind of beat you to that one.
That doesn't mean I don't want my own signature wine. I mean, everybody, you know, like, everybody has a signature guitar. Doesn't make it any less appealing.
That's fair. I mean, there are signature Les Pauls out there, and the Les Paul is already a signature model of, right. You know, one Lester Paul.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, no, I do definitely, like, I would love to have a signature guitar, even though I'm not a guitarist, but I want a signature, I want a signature line of wines that I would probably, like, in my head, I would probably, like, partner with, like, Tui's Winery, just throwing that out there. This is not, by no means a sales pitch. But
if you're listening, Tui's.
But hey, if you're listening, if you're listening and you would
love, Oliver, Oliver's good.
I don't know. I don't think Oliver's local though. Tui's is local.
Tui's is local.
Yeah, Tui's and Country Heritage are local. And then there's
Matt Anthony. Get you a custom beer.
That would be cool. But that would just be like, I had it's like an orange beer, like forever ago. We did a fundraiser actually. I got to do it with the station founder Eric Mulberg. May he rest in peace. I got to actually hang out with him and it was one of those fundraisers where you come in, you show him a flyer, and then a portion of your bill goes to WELT. That was actually a lot of fun. We did covered the open mic that was happening. Super interesting. There was a duo that got up and just kind of broke out into, I think, either a Britney Spears medley or they just did Oops, I Did It Again. But the bartender was super excited when she realized it was done, because apparently they'd done it before. I couldn't tell you anything else about it, but it was a lot of fun. And also Matt Anthony is fantastic, and that beer was amazing. I don't remember it for the life of me, but it was a fantastic ale. But yeah, so because like I'm a Reds guy. Most people don't like Reds, red wines, and I do. Like, I'm very much I don't like it super super bitter, but I do like it pretty bitter. Like, I do get down to that.
Yeah, I like my Reds when they're sweet. Like, yeah. My favorite wine is the Oliver soft red with lime.
Yeah, that's so good. But yeah, so like I would do, you know, I would do a sweet one a la the Planck that Tui's had. That's our other favorite.
Yes, Planck is incredible.
Yeah, so you know, a sweeter one similar to that. And then I would want to do like a bitter red, and then I also like whites. So, you know, I would want to do essentially the same thing, but for a white wine.
Right. To get us back on the topic of music here for a minute, going back to our local spotlight.
Yes.
Let's talk about some good friends of mine, actually.
Yeah. You were super excited when this came out and you were like, you know, begging me to put this in there. He wasn't begging me, but he was like,
we need to do this.
And I was like, I am always down for other people having ideas because I have I don't know if anyone who has ever like paid attention to me, I have basically the same ideas for like everything. Okay. I schedule these, I put this set together like a concert. It's just what I do. It's just funny because I also put our, the band set together, and then whenever I get bored, I just put, you know, I just take bands' catalog and I make set out of it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, the second song that you heard during our local spotlight was a song called Don't Mean Nothing by the band Use of Force. They are a brand new punk hardcore band here in Fort Wayne. Two of their members I'm actually friends with, Mr. Willie Brown, who recently got promoted to the supervisor position.
That's up. Congrats.
Yes. We were all happy.
Hell yeah.
And we kind of have a meme going on. Anytime someone says, hey, Willie Brown, the entire gallery just goes nuts.
That's awesome.
Like, we did it the day he got promoted. Every hour on the hour, he was so pissed.
That's hilarious. That's good shit. It's kind of like the sounds a lot like the punk show that we went to where everybody played Dilf.
Yes, kind of. Speaking of that punk show, because this also ties in, another member of that band is Gilly, who we met. Mm-hmm. He was the shorter guy with the beard who was like, sorry if I like offended you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's also in that band.
Oh, okay. Dope.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of Sweetwater guys. There's one guy in the band who's not a Sweetwater employee, but he, I guess, does construction or something, so he's not going to leave that money to come work for Sweetwater.
God, no.
But no, like you said, they are a brand new punk hardcore band. Their EP just came out this past Friday, and I haven't listened to the rest of the EP yet, but if it's anything like the song that we played, I am hype.
Yeah, that song was dope, for sure. But anyway, speaking of the local spotlight, that was the end of it. and then back on to the Daughtry thing, because I never really did finish my thought on that. I figured out kind of why that album is what it is. That album came out in 2009. 2009, like, kind of the late 2010s, like, or the late thousands, early 2010s. There was, like, this massive shift that was just kind of slowly happening as far as music, because you were having your bands like Coldplay.
Imagine Dragons burst on the scene in 2009, if I remember right.
Did they really? Because yeah. I didn't hear about them until like 2013, I think.
They've been around a minute.
Whenever I finally got my own iTunes account. But you had, like, you know, your bands like Coldplay, bands like why is Coldplay the only band I can think of? You know what I mean, though. Like, you know,
Radiohead.
I never.
Where it was just real experimental and weird.
Not at all like Creep. That wasn't at all popular on, like, you know, pop stations anyway.
That's fair.
But yeah, so you had, you know, bands like that. You had the pop movement where, you know, there were still, like, genuine songwriters and it wasn't, you know, just, you know, a lot of what the pop scene now is.
Which is just a bunch of Max Martin making a whole lot of money.
Basically, like, just about. But, like, you know, 2000, late 2000s, you had, you had, like, the early works of Katy Perry. Because anything after California Dreams or Teenage Dream or whatever the album was actually called, I think it was Teenage Dream. But anything after that has just kind of, like, been eh. And, like, her fourth record, I just could not vibe with at all. But, like, 2008 and 2009, that was, I'm pretty sure that was around the time when her first record came out. Her first record. Okay. You also had bands like Paramore. You had bands, you know, you had the whole pop punk scene, which was the pop punk and, you know, pop rock scene kind of, you know, really exploding. Because you had, you know, bands like My Chemical Romance, that was the Black Parade era. You had, in the rock side of things, you also had Shinedown. They were on top of the world because they had Sound of Madness.
Yeah, so Sound of Madness is their magnum opus.
Yeah, this is still, like, their gold tier, like, their, you know, gold tier record. Like,
I think it went platinum. I know Leave a Whisper went platinum.
Yeah. But, like, as far as, like, just, you know, the albums in general, like,
Sound of Madness is definitely S tier.
Yeah. So, you know, he had all of that. So when Daughtry was actually, you know, and I don't know exactly when he, you know, kind of stepped away from the American Idol fame and kind of started becoming his own kind of artist. But, you know, with it being his second record, I would assume that at least, like, one or two of the songs that, you know, at least made, like, the writing sessions for the new record, probably a little bit left over from the first record. I would, you know, I have no, you know, real justification for that idea, but yeah, just an assumption that I have.
It's possible, but for me, if you say matter-of-factly in an interview that the next record will up the mosh pit level, and then you serve me, how many tracks is it, 14? 13, 14 songs of slow jams?
I think it was like 12, but, or, well, no, this is the deluxe version, so, but, like, the standard record was like 12.
Yeah, like 12, 13.
Yeah, standard record was 12 songs.
12.
And then there were two other bonus tracks and then a music video, at least on the iTunes side of things.
Yeah. But so you give me a dozen slow jams and tell me you're upping the mosh pit level, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah. And you know, again, that also kind of plays into where we fall as far as, like, you know, our musical tastes, because our musical tastes were definitely more on Shine Down Train that we actually listened, because we didn't really start getting into, like,
Right.
Like truly getting into them.
I was big into, like, of course, Shinedown, Disturbed.
Disturbed, yep.
A little bit of Breaking Benjamin.
Okay, yeah.
Just that whole butt rock scene.
So, fun fact, update, Austin from the future here. I now need a new co-host. And also, if you are a male and happen to be single, I still have a wedding that I'd like to put on. Requirements, you need to play guitar. Anyway, back to the show.
That was not Austin from the future. That was Austin immediately after I made that comment.
Hey, this is Austin from the extra future. That was Greg from the future future. And I just want to let you know that, I'm definitely from the future. Anyway, back to
I
the
can't
show.
Continue this bit.
Only we will get that joke, and you know what? I'm fine with it. But anyway, so yeah, that was kind of my justification for that record. Obviously, I don't have to justify it, but I did actually go back and listen to it, and my idea of that record still does hold up for me. And especially because once I got to my favorite song on that record, I really realized that I remembered what I liked about this record. I remembered kind of, you know, yeah, I remember this record. I remember where I was when I heard this record. But anyway, so we are going to have that take us out of the hour. If you're listening to the radio show, there's going to be a couple of PSAs. There's going to be a couple spots about some of the different programs that are on WELT. If you're listening to the podcast, once I send this off, you're going to hear an ad. You're going to hear me do an ad. And, you know, it's going to be super... Well, it's going to be something. And then we'll come back here in about, 3 minutes or so. And we will continue this music train. And if you're listening to podcasts, we're going to be back in like a minute or something like that. But anyway, taking us out of the hour, like I said, I did rediscover my favorite song on the record, which I did mention last week. But this song is by Daughtry off of his Leave This Town record. The song is called Ghost of Me. Evanescence, Use My Voice. I almost said Turner. It's Nobody's Asking. they have finally, after, 2012? Yeah, I want to say it was 2012.
9 years?
9 years since they put out, like, an actual record.
Wow.
Yeah, like a full original record. They did the, Biotic or whatever.
Synthesis,
yes. They did that.
Okay. Because I know Synthesis was put out, which was basically Amy Lee's original visions of the old songs.
Right, yeah. It was mostly orchestral pieces. It wasn't much of like, you know, the rock side of things that, you know, we come to, you know. Well, it wasn't, you know, like Fallen. Which, granted, the other two records they put out also weren't Fallen, but they were still, I still found them enjoyable. But so this is the first record of original, like, rock music that they've put out since 2012. I was a junior in high school when that record came out. I'm 26.
I was still in college.
Yeah.
Because I graduated college in 13.
I graduated high school in 13. Fun fact. There you go. So the album is called The Bitter Truth. And like I said, it came out on Friday. A lot of songs came out on Friday. And it was joyous. Very, very much enjoyable. But as of recording, I still haven't listened to that record yet, but I have actually been enjoying all of the singles that have come out that have been put out to radio, especially that song, like which is called Use Your Voice, or Use My Voice, excuse me. That song was, I definitely, like, very much vibe to that song.
Also, can we talk about how the album artwork is very reminiscent of Fallen?
I'm surprised that you said Fallen, because I think there's another, like, I think there's another band that has a very similar album.
Escape the Fate also has a very similar album cover.
Is it Escape the Fate?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, kind of reminiscent of Tasty Nasty's album cover.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's the same concept. It's, you know, lower face, tongue sticking out with something on their tongue. In this case, I think it's a pill.
Bad Flower had one too.
No, Bad Flower was still the lower face, but it was like the lower face, like it was essentially like the lower profile, shot of
a lower
Josh.
Bust.
Yeah. and he had blood coming out of his mouth.
Okay,
so it was the same kind of shot essentially.
Maybe do we need to do a face shot for our next album cover?
I still have yet to figure out what I want to do for our next album cover. Like, I have one idea that I'm kind of like banking on, and it's just this super old selfie that I took, like, think in like 2014 or something like that, while I was waiting for a bus, and that's like the only thing I can think of. And literally, I took that picture because Taylor took a very similar picture, and I wanted to. Yeah, and I was just being dumb. And I was so there's that. I'll find it, and if I remember, which I won't, I'll throw it up on the Nobody's Asking socials. Which, by the way, we have socials, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook and Instagram is Nobody's Asking WELT. Facebook is still going to say Turn It Up Again because they're being dumb and they won't let us change the actual name, but it is the same show, I promise. Instagram is totally fine. And then Twitter, as of recording, as of 7 p.m. on Sunday, there's two of us. I haven't figured out which one I'm going to delete, honestly, because the one that says Nobody Asked WELT, I actually had to make that when we rebranded the show this time. The one before that, asked _ WELT, it is the Twitter that I made when we officially relaunched the show back in January. So, like, it really doesn't matter. They both exist, so follow them both, and you'll get an update from one of them at least.
Right. It may alternate quite randomly. It just depends on how the Twitter app decides to function.
Yeah, well, I mean, and honestly, like, we use Facebook the most when we actually use our socials. Right.
Facebook and email are the best ways to get a hold of us.
Yes, Nobody's Asking WELT at gmail.com. If you are in a band, or you have a small business, or a large business, I guess, but small business, preferably local. Or you just want to hear yourself on the radio, you can email us, like I said, Nobody's Asking, WELT at gmail.com, and we'll send you a little script, and like you heard at the beginning of the show, you'll hear, we'll send you that script, and then you can, you know, kind of, you know, make it your own a little bit, too. That would be super cool, and, you know, we'll just throw you in kind of a rotation that we have going.
Yeah, and then we have our personal socials.
Yes, AustinWired7 on everything, like officially. I did end up changing my Facebook tag like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Cool. And then I am Scotty Wired Music on everything except Twitter, where I am just Scotty Wired. And I am also now a featured X artist.
You are. Yes, that happened this week. Yeah, so we found out what, Friday?
Whatever yesterday of day of recording was.
Saturday.
Yep. We found out Friday. I announced it yesterday.
Yeah. I thought we announced it on Friday too.
No, because I waited until it launched. I just posted it yesterday.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But yeah, so now, you can have the whole ass to breathe again on your record. Because at least as of right now, we are the sole, like, permanent members, because, you know, we wrote the shit.
It is our baby.
It really is. But yeah, so you can have the whole ass to breathe again on your record.
It's going to cost you a pretty penny, but
if you want, I mean, hey, if you don't, I don't blame you, but, you know, if you do, I'm not saying no. I've actually been super dying to, like, you know, do creative music stuff. Kind of outside of our band, but that's mostly because, like, the creative part of it is kind of, you know, since we have the record out, the creative stuff has just kind of been a when it hits us type of thing. So, but yeah, I've been dying to do some writing, some creating, and
yeah, I actually passed on a paid creative venture last night.
Did you?
James Robison.
Okay, yeah, he actually messaged me about that too.
Yeah, he's looking for a guitarist to help write some melodic death metal stuff and to help record a record. He said that it is paid, but he doesn't want to disclose how much it's going to be because when you talk money, people tend to get stupid.
Yeah.
But I did pass on it. I said I can play melodic death metal just fine. I'm not confident in my writing ability, mm-hmm. but I will absolutely share this around for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you are a death metal guitar player looking for a gig, Hit up our boy James Robinson on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But anyway, so we're going to continue on with the show. Decided to do a, as I do, a lot of times you'll notice whenever I have like one female fronted band, especially if I have it at like the beginning of the show or whatever, I tend to kind of follow that trend. So we're going to follow that trend, and then we're going to talk about the Lil Nas X video coming up next, and how we enjoyed it and how the world does not. But anyway, so this next song is by all female group called Plush. You said you had heard of them.
The name sounded very familiar. I think you were correct in thinking that I was thinking of the Stone Temple Pilots song.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, which is a banger. IMO. But this is also a banger, and this is by a band called Plush. The song is called Hate, and it's on... nobody's asking. I'll get there one day.
You did so good last week.
I really did. And, like, I did really good on the first episode of this podcast, slash, you know, like, our first, like, episode of the show. And now I just... It's in my head. Anyway, this song is called Hey, it's on WELT. Got there.
Surface, Ava Under Fire.
Yes. I'm so excited. Like, we get to see them less than...
I know.
And we get to celebrate your mom's birthday.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be so much fun. Like, hey, we love them. We love them humans. They love us. And we're just, I can't wait to see them again. Like, it's going to be, like, and I finally get to see them with you.
Right?
Like, the three times that I've seen Ava Under Fire have been after he saw them for the first time. And literally, like, he's lived in Fort Wayne for, what, you're coming up on 3 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 3 years. And, like, just because of scheduling, we just could not figure it out to where, you know, we could... You know, actually see them together, and I'm super excited we can finally get.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so much fun.
It's gonna be great,
especially because we're gonna be in front of Slappy, and he just outfitted one of his, they have a he has a tom that he plays at one point throughout the set, and he just outfitted it with a like a triggered light.
Yeah,
situation. Yeah. We're gonna be right in front of that, pretty sure, because ain't no way we gonna beat our one friend to the front and center, which is fine, because like Slappy and I have this like very public like bromance situation going on, and I love it when I get caught in those things.
Right.
Like, especially because like they're signed to Better Noise Music, and like, but I have like this thing that's like only ours, and I'm just like, yeah, it's good. But anyway, yeah. And also that song, I've been just, Every single time that intro hits, I'm just like, oh my god! Like, it's as effective as the G note.
If you don't know what the G note is,
you're not emo, and that's fine. It's not fine, but it's fine. The G note is, you know, the first note
on the piano in Welcome to the Black Parade,
which is, you know, the emo kid anthem. But anyway, I don't know if this song's really going to be an anthem, but if it is, that'd be super cool. We just watched the Lil Nas X video.
Yeah, like, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, like, we only know Lil Nas X. We haven't, like, dove into him, and partly because we only know him because of Old
Memes.
Town Road. Well, yeah.
And
which,
Old Town
which
Road.
Which became a meme.
Yeah.
And, I'm not going to lie, I didn't care for the song. I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would. I did accidentally hear it when AJ, my old co-host, and I we went down to see Floor Georgia Line, and playing on the PA before they hit the stage, actually I think it was their cue song, which made it even worse, but they played Old Town Road, and I didn't hate it. I didn't care for it, but because of that, you know, it's kind of the same concept as when I first heard 0936, because his first song I ever heard was a song called Adrenaline, which I've kind of grown on a little bit, and you know, and like if you listen to SiriusXM, then especially if you listen to Octane, that song is huge. And like, I personally don't care that much for it, but it was, you know, it's kind of grown on me. Old Town Road, I could probably just hear it and be like, eh, whatever. His new song, which, what's it called again?
I don't even remember.
I mean, I can look it up on Apple Music.
I got it.
Definitely
right
adding that to my playlist as I'm.
It was called Montero. There was a second title, Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah. But the video is him in this kind of like.
All kinds of costumes.
Yeah. I mean, he was in all kinds of costumes. But the concept for the video is, you know, he's in some, you know, this like Garden of Eden type thing, and you know,
right, it's basically it starts off with him in the Garden of Eden and he succumbs to temptation,
yeah,
and the video just basically follows him being cast into hell after being executed and yeah, blah blah blah.
But you know, whereas most people, you know you get the sentence, oh well, we banish you to hell, and they're like, oh no, pain and suffering, and he rides down on a stripper pole and just fucking owns it.
Yeah, he gives Satan a lap dance, snaps his neck, and then claims his rightful place as the king of hell.
And like, that is like, I am relatively, I say relatively, very much on purpose, okay, but that was empowering. Like, that was some just like,
and
just like,
the lyrics, yeah, to the song are about embracing who you are and not giving a fuck what other people think.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, and like, and that's why that's a lot of the reason why I say that I'm relatively Christian, because a lot of, I think a lot of like devout Christians ruin Christianity for me. Again, this is all personal opinion. None of this falls back on WELT. This is very much just, you know, the personal opinions of the creators of this show, which I appreciate though, because I have an avenue to express all of these opinions. Not that anybody's asking. So I feel like a lot of what drew me to, you know, Christianity, besides being raised that way, is just kind of, you know, we were talking about this off the air while recording the music for the show, because we now do the music separately from the show because it's a podcast now. So, you know, we like to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
a lot, I say relatively because like I said, I feel like a lot of Christians kind of ruined what's supposed to be the, you know, the allure of Christianity. They kind of, you know, ruined that because they're
a bunch of judgmental assholes.
Yeah, that's, yeah. There's no way I can clean that up, because they are, you know, it's, you know, they're judgmental, they're a lot of them are racist.
Yeah.
Fun fact, there you go. You know, which, granted, I will applaud the music industry. We don't have to talk about any racists this week.
Right?
Like, or any rape scandals. Like, we sat down to record the podcast and we were like, shit, what are we talking about? Like, nothing happened this week. I mean, except for this video, which came out like Friday. So, you know, there's that. But, you know, and as you can imagine, it's the usual arguments, like, you know, glorifying, like, you know, sex and
glorifying sex, Satan worship, mm-hmm, not to mention the fact that it's a gay man
grinding on Satan,
having sex with a snake.
Yeah. It's very much a, you know, very much your usual arguments. And then, of course, you get the people that are like, oh, well, you know, we can glorify this in the media, but we can't have, you know, something or other. Like, because I think, I don't know, like, just the idea of, you know, prioritizing church in a country that's supposed to be, you know, separated from church as far as, like, government is concerned. I'm just saying, maybe we should chill out.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You know, but, the Lil Nas X song was pretty fire, and the video was pretty good. I enjoyed it. And you know, and again, you know, it's the idea that, especially like, it's 2021. why we have to deal with racial discrimination, why we have to deal with discrimination based on sex, based on sexual orientation, you know, what have you, is beyond me. I feel like we should, as a society, especially with the advancements that we've made, why we still hold on to these archaic ideas, I have no idea. I feel like we should probably be past that. Again, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but I do think you should live your life like this. And while that is very much a meme and a joke, I am also pretty serious. Like, what someone else does that has no direct effect to you, or even, like, no effect whatsoever, does not give you the right to tell them how to live their
life. Right.
I know we, you know, say that joke, but, like, the seriousness of it is their life is not yours. What they decide to do with their life should have no effect on you, unless they are actually hurting you, or, like, they're coming at you in any sort of way. Not your business.
Yeah.
Let them do what they do. You know, if there is, you know, the heaven and hell thing, if, you know, if there is a God, because, you know, yeah, I'm relatively Christian, but I don't know. I don't know what's up there. I don't have a direct line with God that some people they have. And, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to. Okay, fine. Does not give you the right to be spiteful, mean, and hateful, and, you know, violent towards someone who doesn't agree with you. That's just my thought. We're going to continue on now.
We are.
Because it just got real dark.
I'm still going to kind of continue on that live your life your way kind of thing as we move into our Reddit segment.
Yes, yes. So we are actually saving this exclusively for the podcast. Not that you have to pay anything for it. But it is an exclusive. So, you know, if you do, if you're listening to the radio show, you want to hear the Reddit thing, slide on over to the podcast. You'll hear a lot of what we talk about, because a lot of this is probably going to be cut out of the radio show.
Yeah, because we're going on an hour worth of talking.
Yes, we are. So anyway, the Reddit, where are we at today?
We are at r/amitheasshole.
Oh, our favorite.
From u/deleted.
Sure did.
And this one is certified asshole.
We found one?
I found one.
Oh my god!
AITA for uninviting my parents to my wedding after my mom said, I don't care about your fucking wedding. Okay. Your face was just beautiful.
There just a lot of things, just because I'm trying to figure out, like, because, I mean, and, you know, bravo to the person who did the headline, because now I'm just confused, especially knowing that they are the asshole.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting. Proceed.
I'm engaged to the love of my life. We'll call her Sarah. Sarah doesn't have issues with my parents, but there is a little tension on both sides, and no one has attempted to be close, which is fine, I guess. It makes me a little sad that they're not more excited about her. Sarah asked my mom the other day if she would help make centerpieces. Sarah is into DIY, but we're running out of time, and she was asking around to see who would be willing to help. She admitted to my mom that it was kind of grunt work, and if she wouldn't want to, there's no pressure. My mom got offended and has said of course she doesn't want to. We haven't cared about her at all, so she doesn't care about our fucking wedding. This hurt Sarah, but she didn't fight back. Sarah told me, and I called my mom. Honestly, I probably went into it a bit aggressively, but I yelled at her for saying that to Sarah. My mom said that Sarah hasn't included her in any of the fun parts or cared about her opinion on anything, so why would she choose to help make centerpieces? I asked her to apologize to Sarah, and my mom said no, and she was done talking about it, so I uninvited her to the wedding. My dad sent me a text because I said he could still come and pretty much told me to fuck off if I thought he would come without my mom. My mom is now upset because everyone is going to ask where she is. Sarah is very happy and feels like I defended her, and literally everyone else thinks I'm the asshole. Apparently even Reddit does. I don't think you're the asshole.
I was gonna say, I'm lost here. Like, how are you the asshole when, like... Yeah, no, there's just no way that I can swing that. Like, if you're gonna be this also feels like there's backstory to it.
There is.
I feel like we're missing something for them to be certified the asshole.
They updated the certification based on extra information provided in the comments.
Gotcha.
I guess they didn't ask or include his parents in any of the planning or anything at all. And so to be asked to do grunt work, they were offended by, oh, you don't want us to help with anything else, but you want us to do this. Yeah, no, fuck that.
Gotcha.
That is a tough one.
Yeah, that is a tough one because, honestly, I feel like it falls on both sides. Like, hey, that was just a super rude thing to say to your future daughter-in-law.
And people are saying that from OP's comments, it seems as if the fiance has been fairly continually hostile towards OP's mother.
Oh.
Largely because she's in an arranged marriage.
OP's mother
was in an arranged marriage.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well, this is like, now I'm just all sorts of confused.
And apparently, OP, obviously, they don't have a username because their account was deleted, or they deleted their account, one of the two.
Okay.
They also went through and deleted all of their other comments, so all I have are the replies. I can't provide extra context.
Oh, well, that's dumb. That one's a hard one to digest, because, like, there's so many unanswered questions, and with, like, there's a lot of weird surrounding that.
Yeah.
Based on what we have, I think both.
Yeah, I think there's a middle ground here. You're an asshole for the way that you handled it, but so is your mother.
Yeah, because there's like,
how is your mother?
Not well, apparently. I mean, my mom's doing fine, but yeah, that's there's no way to clean up what the mom said to the fiance. Like, that's just rude. I don't care how pissed you off you are. You don't just unload on someone who's not, I guess, like, I mean, she's directly involved, but she's not really directly involved. Like, this is very clearly, you know, anger at their child. Man, woman. I don't think it really seems to say so.
I'm just assuming male here.
Yeah. Male, female, bears, I guess. It's not the point. But to say that to your future daughter-in-law, yeah, like, I don't care how pissed off you are. That's pretty harsh. And, you know, and even OP admitted that, you know, they kind of went into it a little more hostile, but also at the same time, like, if I'm finding out that my mother said something like that to you, yeah, I would go in on her too. Like, because, and this is just kind of my personal philosophy, if someone is, you know, if you're making decisions for yourself, like, you know, gay men getting married, decision we made together, that's a decision we made because we wanted to. And, you know, we're doing a rock show for our wedding. So, you know.
Which is an idea that everyone loves, by the way.
Which is super, super cool. But, like, at the same time, you know.
I spent so much money on this wedding.
I booked it.
We've spent about as much equal money on this.
Say, I think
because you booked the venue.
Yeah.
I bought the rig.
Yeah, pages. Yeah, yeah.
And then we're splitting paying the bands.
Right. The point is, we're doing this because, you know, this is something that we want to do. You know, we're not booking some church because neither of us go to church. And also, you know, I'd still freak out a little bit when I walk into a church because I'm like, and this is the day that I get zapped. Anyway,
I'm scared that if I walk into a church, either me or the church will catch on fire.
I mean, you've walked into a church once in very recent history.
I know, but that doesn't mean I'm not nervous about it.
Same. But
I listen to black metal. Myself or the church may end up in flames.
As long as you are not the reason that either end up in flames.
No promises.
So we're cutting that out. But the moral, though, is, you know, we're doing this, we're doing the wedding how we want because that's what we would rather do. We're not booking some church. We're not hiring some, you know, some run-of-the-mill wedding DJ who's going to play the same songs that he plays at every single wedding in the exact maybe except for the first dance. And, you know, we're kind of doing away with all that because that's not us. And, you know, that's the big kind of takeaway is, regardless of who says what, even if it is family, if this is something that genuinely makes you happy, do it. You know, we're two musicians that are trying to start a rock band. Rock isn't the most, you know, mainstream popular genre. The music industry is a fucking bitch, you know? So we're still doing it, you know, because that's what we love.
Yeah.
You know, if it's something that you love and it's, you know, preferably as long as you're not hurting anybody else, unless they ask for it, or weird, IMO, or weird. Takes all kinds, but as long as you're not hurting anybody else and, you know, as long as it makes you happy, go for it, you know?
Yeah.
You are, you know, depending on what you do or say or, you know, whatever, you are going to get a little bit of, I'm hesitant to say backlash. I mean, you are going to get backlash because people hate everything that other people do if it's not the thing that they want to do. That's just a given. But, you know, also understand that if it's something that not a lot of people like, have to, you know, face the consequence of kind of being an island until you find, you know, a group of people that share your interests, which thankfully with the internet, you can. Like, it's very much easy.
Is that a Love Island?
Season 3? it has nothing to do with Love Island, but...
I just had to throw that reference in there and see if I could derail the conversation.
Oh, you did, but it didn't work that well. But also, I can't wait for season 3. but yeah, you know, moral of the story, if it makes you happy, then do it. You know, and if you face backlash from anybody, you know, make sure that, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, regardless of, you know, if you're getting married or you're considering, you know, like, you know, you've been in a relationship and things aren't working out and you're considering leaving, once you make that decision, you need to make that decision well informed. And by that, I mean, you need to make that decision knowing that you looked at every possible scenario. This is the one that you will defend. And especially if you face opposition or you face backlash or people just start talking shit because that's what people love to do, you still know that you made that decision for yourself.
Right.
We're making our decision for ourselves.
I just had a really, really random thought.
Hey.
I mean, it's not so much random. It's just more like ADD random.
Fair.
I wonder how many Reddit users, once they post in Am I the Asshole and are certified the asshole, how many of them delete their accounts?
I mean, that OP did.
I don't know if that's the reason they deleted their account.
I mean,
but
yeah.
But considering they went through and deleted their comments.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That is an interesting idea.
Yeah, I'd like to see a graph of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so Reddit, if you could go ahead and just, you know, forward that to nobodysaskingwelt@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to do that. Also, bands and small businesses or just people in general, if you want to, you know, be involved in... if you just want to hear yourself on the show, nobody's asking.
Yeah.
WELT@gmail.com.
But I think we should get back to some music.
I think we should get back to some
which
music,
which is hilarious
too.
That we've just been talking about weddings and marriage and monogamy.
It is, yeah.
Considering the song that's coming up.
Yeah. So this song has been, I've been hearing it like a lot recently. And it's an old school Breaking Benjamin song and is definitely like, I'm pretty sure, I mean, granted, nobody's seen Breaking Benjamin for quite some time. They were one of the last big shows I saw before lockdown happened. The very last big show that I saw before lockdown was Winter Jam. But I went for Red, so there was that. But yeah, like the like last big show I saw was Breaking Benjamin and Korn last March, like right before.
I forgot you saw Korn.
I saw Korn for the second time.
I am jealous.
Oh,
I've only seen the Korn Family Values 1998 DVD.
I mean, that's good. Don't get me wrong, but like
with Limp Bizkit,
hold up.
I think Orgy was on that one. Rammstein.
So. Yeah.
I know that they brought out Limp Bizkit on stage to do All in the Family.
Right. Yeah. No. Korn is a fantastic live act. The first time I saw them was with Slipknot. And then I just saw them, you know, a year ago with Breaking
God,
Benjamin.
I need another Slipknot show in my life.
Hard same. We talked about Corey Taylor last week.
Yeah, so we still haven't talked about Corey Taylor's new record. And let this be, you know, let this stand as our opinion.
Yes, yeah, so like this whole show is just our opinion. That's why it's called Nobody's Asking.
Right, right. But specifically our opinion on Corey Taylor's, you know, solo record. Is that we're not going to talk about it.
So anyway, this next song. no, like, I mean, for real, though, like, I listened to it once. The only takeaway that I really got based on the first listen was CMFT, which we played last week. That song I was vibing with. I was super excited to see if that kind of vibe would continue. What continued was what felt like just leftover Stone Sour songs. Which, if you are not aware, they are now on hiatus. So, you know.
Yeah. I still have issue with CMFT. It's too long. There are too many verses.
I loved it.
Like, he has, like, a feature from everybody who's anybody in the industry on that song.
Well, he only has two, like, lyrical features. The video features, like, anybody who's anybody, but that's just the video.
Right.
But like the two lyrical features, which were fantastic, I thought.
I'm not denying that they're excellent features. Mm-hmm. It's just their parts are so long. The song itself drags.
It was three choruses or three verses and what? Four choruses?
Yeah, that's long. It's like I think it's like a 6-minute song.
Something like that. I can actually look.
Because it is really
five
long.
5 minutes and 14 seconds.
Yeah, 5:14. That is really long.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I thought it was hype.
And especially for a song that doesn't change much musically.
This is true, yeah.
It's basically just a loop and then Corey Taylor and friends rapping on the loop.
Right. Which, like, and that was the first song I had heard from this record. Because he released CMFT and then he released Black Eyes Blue. And, like, I thought CMFT was, like, the radio single. Black Eyes Blue was that. Became the radio single or just was either one's entirely possible, but like CMFT has like had its own video and it, like, you know, it had the features in there, it had, you know, featured video features from like they had Lars from Metallica, he had Lizzie Hale, I think Rob Halford was in there, just a whole bunch of just, you know, music friends that you know kind of sent in the little clips of them. The record, though, like, CMFT was, like, the only song that felt genuinely new. Everything else felt like leftover Stone Sour. That's what I thought about when I heard Black Eyes Blue. When I actually heard the record, it just reminded me a bunch of Stone Sour. Not really a bad thing, but it did, for me, detract from, you know, what I was really hoping for that record.
Mm. Right. I wonder what Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park thinks.
Yeah, he seems to think that he's the new Corey Taylor. but anyway, and you know, we bring that up because he's coming to Pierre's. Not that that matters because it's sold out.
Yeah, which we talked about last week. If you want to hear our spiel on that, you can check our previous podcast.
Yeah, last week's podcast. You can also, because it's still up on WELTFM.org, you can also listen to the full radio show with all the songs. Because this will be the last week that you can listen to that.
Yeah, but, and so we already segued.
Yeah, we did.
And I feel really bad about this, having to segue again. But getting back into the music.
Yeah, we were talking about weddings. So this next song is called Polyamorous. It's a fantastic song. Oh yeah, I know how we got onto this topic. We were talking about Breaking Benjamin, how they were the last big show I saw, because we saw them with Korn, and then Slipknot came up, and then that's we were right. Like Corey Taylor, and now we're here. But anyway, this song is called Polyamorous, and it's by Breaking Benjamin on WELT. Defeat and Ghosts, your In Ghost spotlight. Before that, we had our Shinedown spotlight, or Shinedown Fix is what those are called, and In Ghost Fix. They're called fixes. But yeah, we have Pyro from Shinedown, because Zach sampled it in the newest Seemingly Unknown podcast, and I was like, oh, let's do Pyro for this week. And then, of course, you have In Ghost. I cannot wait to see what to see what's next from them, because they have new music. They have officially teased it, and then Ghosts are not one to tease for a long time and then, you know, not really give anything.
Yeah.
Unlike, I don't know, Danger Kids. Because they posted, I think coming up on 3 years ago that they were working on Danger Kids 3. And then Tyler went off to do a bunch of shit for Falling in Reverse. Then he went to do the I Prevail record, Trauma. And then the world shut down. And then
now he's working on new I Prevail.
Now he's working on new I Prevail. And then once he's finished up with that, which I think he's almost finished, Danger Kids are going to go back in the studio, and they're either going to release, they're either going to do an EP, but I think everyone's really on board for an album. And I think, like, as far as I'm concerned, especially for a local band, an independent band, because they are still independent. They've just had label releases, but they weren't signed to a label. So they still make their own music, and then they just essentially do what Raw did. They just signed to Wake Up. It's Wake Up Music to do like all the distribution stuff, which I think is super cool and whatnot, because, you know, they still get to, as far as I'm aware, they still get to retain most of, you know, the creativity side of that side of things. It's just,
that's kind
of
cool.
It's just, you know, distribution that they're doing. And that's, you know, and you can, you know, ask Andy about this on his Twitch streams too. He's very, very open about it. But that's what they did with the first record, because the first record was under, I think, Rise Records. And then the second record, Kill Everything, was under a different label. And I forget what that label was. But yeah, and I think they're on the same train to do that for this record. They are also working on something else on the business side of things, on like a label side of things. Which leads me to believe that, based on what he's been saying, they're essentially kind of doing their own label, which I think would be super
dope. That would be super dope.
And I've already put in our bid to be on that label.
I mean, as you do.
As I do.
I would love label backing.
I would absolutely love label backing. And I know as a creator, that does sacrifice a lot of, you know, a lot of the creativity, because we do have to create for the label. I just don't have a problem with that. As long as, you know, the songs that really, you know, mean a lot to us, I would very much like to have on the record.
I sold my soul once, I'll do it again.
Right. Like, but yeah, no, label backing is definitely something that I want. And, you know, and everyone tells all the horror stories, you know, like, you don't get to, you know, you don't have rights to your own songs, you know, you have to write for the label. And I'm like, okay, yes. Labels do need to treat their artists better. You know, like, we need to collectively as a society, we need to stop taking advantage of cats. Exactly. No, you're absolutely right, Allie. But we also need to stop taking advantage of, you know, people's creativity and people, you know, people's time and effort and the service that they provide to not just, you know, the entertainment industry and, you know, musicians, but like just anywhere, you know. Treat your employees better. And some people do. It's just they're all local places, and, you know, a pandemic happens and gets shut down. At the same token, baby girl. Like, on the same token, though, on the flip side of things, we also need, I feel like we should do better at honoring, you know, like, we signed this contract to perform this service. And, you know, we, like, just labels and artists need to work more together, whereas instead of, you know, trying to take advantage of one, because that's not what makes art. You know, everyone's in the same industry. Everyone's doing trying to do the same job in various aspects. We work together to entertain people. It comes across, I feel like it would come across as more genuine.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, and it's like, I think last week we talked about sound guys.
Yeah.
And you know how, you know, a lot of sound guys will like even get paid to purposely sabotage an opening band's mix, especially if they're a local band, which makes no sense because people paid to get into the show tonight. Why would you purposely make sure that they have a bad time during even just one part of the night? You know, because if, you know, if one of us walks into a venue and we're not super like psyched about any sort of band, we've gotten to the point where we'll walk out, you know, and then that's just, you know, that's money spent, but that's also a bad taste in your mouth. You're like, I walked into this venue, you know, hoping, you know, to have a good time to see, you know, live bands, and it sounded like shit. If you're purposely making it sound that bad, why? We're like, these people are paying money to be entertained. You're purposely making it so that they're not entertained.
Are you not entertained?
No, I'm not. You know, like the bands and the, like, you know, the venue staff need to, you know, work together, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who's better or who's worse. It matters that the people that are in the building are happy. And, you know, and the same should go for, you know, bands and their labels, and labels and their bands and their artists. Work together, because your guys' goals center around the same thing. You want to entertain people. If you're not entertaining people, those people are not paying you. If they're not paying you, you could lose your job.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I don't understand how me, you know, a nobody from Fort Wayne, Indiana, understands that, and other people don't, and then I get, you know, chastised for having that opinion. Which, granted, I mean, it's all opinions, you know. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. I was just gonna say, I have run out of things to talk about, and my brain hurts.
Fair enough. Yeah, I should probably chill out on my voice too. But anyway, moral of the story is, I'm super excited to see Eva Under Fire next week. We're at the end of the show. And next week, I mean, like, in, I think actually a couple weeks away. But anyway, couple last minute things. We talked about Chalice. They are coming to the Rockstar Lounge. Adelita's Way are coming to the Eclectic Room, originally scheduled for the Rockstar Lounge. And I would just like to point out that no one really explained why I got moved. Like, because I forget. The Eclectic Room was saying something about, like, you know, if you have tickets from, like, a canceled show, then they're still good here. But they never really said anything about the fact that, you know, because it was originally announced that they were at Rockstar Lounge. Suddenly, they were at the Eclectic Room, and the Rockstar Lounge canceled it and said that, you know, well, we'll get Adelia's Way back, and if you bought tickets for this show, then they'll be honored. And no one's communicating at all to the people that are asking, okay, but are they good for the one at the Eclectic Room? Because it's still, you know, the same market.
Yeah, I have no idea. I need to follow the local scene a lot more closely, because I'm oblivious to what's been going on.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I'm not the most, like, you know, I don't keep up that closely either, but it was just, you know, especially with it being, you know, a national show, like, you know, people are very excited to see Adelia's Way. Adelia's Way has been one of the first bands that, like, the first, you know, touring bands that have actually, you know, gotten back out on tour as soon as they possibly could, like, on real tours, you know, because, like, you know, we've had, like, bigger artists that have been able to do, like, that have been able to do shows, but it, you know, it's in very different capacities. So, you know, it's not the touring that we know and love. So it was just an interesting thing, because, like, they never, like, neither venue are acknowledging, you know, the other venue, and the fact that it was scheduled here, but now it's scheduled here. Communication, like, not that hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm also the person that, you know, shit happens. Let people know. Like, hey, this was a mistake, or hey, this was, you know, this was something that we, you know, we're going to do here, or hey, the band thought that we were going to be, like, you know, just let us know what happens, because now we're just sitting here like, okay. And then, and it also paints them kind of in a bad light too, because like, shooting, or like, you know, what's going on there? But yeah, I definitely want to make sure to touch on that. But any last words?
I am tired.
Same. We just talked for an hour and a half straight. But anyway, thank you so much for hanging out, and thank you so much if you listen to the radio show. Come hang out on the podcast. You'll hear the Reddit post of the day. And you know, all you'll hear, like, essentially the unedited version of the show. You just want to hear the music. Vice versa, if you're listening to the podcast and you want to hear some of the songs that we're talking about, by all means, come hang out every Thursday night, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, and then podcast goes up noon on Fridays. We are on all of the apps.
All of the apps.
I'm super excited. That happened last Wednesday. Like, I literally sent an email to them. I was like, hey, I was just wondering, you know, what the timetable was. And then next, and then the day after, you're now on here. Your podcast is now on here. You're on Apple Music, your Apple Podcast. You're on Spotify. You're on Google Podcasts. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so thank you for hanging out. If you're listening to the radio show, come hang out on the podcast. But also taking us out tonight is another brand new song that came out on Friday. We just had a boatload of songs that came out on Friday. But this is the second single from the band Like a Storm. They are, I think they finished up an album or something like that. I forget exactly what the scenario is with them, but you can find out more about them on their Facebook. Like, you can find out more about us on our Facebook. But anyway, like I said, taking us out tonight, the song is called Fame, and it is on Nobody's Asking. Have a wonderful night.